Hello, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English, at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 20th, 2026, or according to the Inspired Solar Lunar Calendar, this is Tammuz 5/57/87. Now we are ready to continue in Joel, the next chapter, chapter 2, and verse 1. You must blow a ram's horn in Baal dry place. That is, blow a shofar in Zion. You must shout in my distinguished mountain. His most distinguished mountain, of course, is his people. Today it's Judah and Israel. Soon he'll make them one again. All the inhabitants of the land will tremble. Yeah, it's time to listen, to pay attention, to learn before it's too late, because 90% of this earth's population are about to be dead. Eternal Originator's Day will come. That's his presence. It is near. Verse 2. It is misery and calamity day. I don't even think we begin to understand what Supreme inspired Joel to write here. Thundercloud and thick darkness day. Way beyond anything we think. Great and numerous people will be like the dawn spreading on the mountains. It has not happened like this from the past, and it'll never happen again. After this, nothing again for the years of generation after generation. Verse 3, a blaze will devour to its faces. Behind it, a flame will burn. That sounds like nuclear war, doesn't it? That's not what happened in the past. That's just something that's happened in recent years, in the last 100 years, let's say. In my lifetime, okay? The earth will be like enclosure's delight. Enclosure is, well, we call it paradise. And I think that's the correct term for it, because in verse 3, Joel uses that same word that is very effective there. But we think of it in terms of poor translations anyway. So the earth will be like enclosure's delight to its faces. Behind it, it will be uninhabited land of devastation. No escape will exist for it. No one will survive nuclear terrible bombs. Verse 4, its appearance will be like the appearance of horses. So, amazing symbolism here. They will charge like war horses. Verse 5, they will leap like the sound of vehicles on the tops of mountains. What is that, helicopter? I don't know. Drones? Like the sound of a blaze of fire devouring chaff. Terrible, fiery times. Like innumerous people, battle prepared. Like men of battle, that's war. They will go each in his ways. They will not break their rank. Verse 8. No man will thrust his sibling. They will go. A strong man, his path. They will fall through the weapon and will not be wounded. It almost sounds like they've got some non-human creation here for war. Verse 9, they will rove in town on wall. They will run in houses. They will climb through the windows. They will enter like the thief. Verse 10, earth will quake to its faces. It's doing that right now. I watch it every day. In fact, it's worsening every day, too. Both skies will undulate. Now, we cannot understand that. Both skies undulating. Wow, it'd be hard for me to imagine even one sky undulating, let alone the whole of the universe. Sun and moon will darken. Yeah, that's a terrible future. Immediately ahead of us. Stars will lose their brightness. Verse 11, eternal originator will give a sound to the faces of his army. Whoa, you mean he has an army? You bet he does. An army of billions. His camp is very great. His statement accomplishes mightily. Eternal originator's day. This is his day. It's a time when he will solve all the world's problems. First, by exterminating many who are so criminal. All of us deserve death, of course. Eternal Originator's Day will be gargantuan. That's a word that means huge beyond huge. And very awesome. Whoa, this is exciting. Who will endure it? Verse 12. Eternal Originator's communication. You must turn to me with all your heart. Abstinence. Weeping and wailing. So we're to make a heartfelt turn and abstain from food and water or drink. Weep and wail. That's the way we need to do it. I don't know if you've ever done that, but it's a good idea. Verse 13, you must tear your heart, not your clothes. Yeah, he's not interested in outward symbols. He wants us to really get this damaged heart of ours fixed, and he alone can do that. You must turn to Eternal Originator, your most powerful. He is gracious, very gracious and kind, and compassionate. I can vouch for that personally. He has patient nostrils. He's been very patient with me. Great goodness and is sorry about misery. Verse 14, he knows who will turn, relent, and leave behind him a benefit. That's what he calls a grain presentation and a drink presentation for most powerful eternal originator. We're not talking about actual offerings. We're talking about a person who is rendered deeply, mentally and emotionally, a different character. Verse 15, you must blow ram's horn in bald, dry place. We heard that in verse 1. You must designate an abstinence. That's a fast, we would call it. It's medical. My term is fast. But not medically. This is a real, genuine fast. You must call an assembly. Verse 16, you must collect people. You must designate an assembly. You must gather elders. Those are the leaders. You must collect. That's not the old folks. That's the leaders. You must collect one sucking breasts. That's the mother. Well, the babies. Would include the mothers, I hope. Groom must go out from his room and bride from her chamber. Yeah, this is a time for a great shakeup. Verse 17, worship servers serving eternal originator. These are not like the worship servers in Joel's time. We'll weep between porch and platform. Yeah, there's no temple now. There is a temple, but it's a spiritual temple of constructed by supreme of various assorted humans. They will say, eternal originator, you will have compassion on your people. Yeah, that's who he is. He doesn't get angry. He does beat the hell out of us, though, because he wants us to be holy. But I'm not kidding about that. You will not give your heritage to scorn for ethnic groups to rule in them. And that's exactly what's going on right now. He's not going to give the Lord that. Why must they say in the peoples, where is their most powerful? Because they've been evil. That's why. It's not the most powerful isn't around. He is all in all. Verse 18, eternal originator is zealous for his land. He will have pity on his people. Verse 19, eternal originator will respond and tell his people. You will notice, this is in red letters in Joel 2:8-19. You will notice, I will send grain, wine, and oil. He will give fantastic blessings for the physical people that will be left on earth. You will be satisfied with it. I will no longer give you scorn in ethnic groups. He's talking basically about Israel, that is combining Israel with Judah once again. Verse 20, I will remove the northern one from you and thrust him away into a land of scarcity and devastation. His faces will be to the eastern sea. His rear will be to the western sea east. His stink will go up. Supreme is very sick and disgusted by the stinking humanity, criminal elements that we have. His stench will go up. He achieved greatness. Verse 21, ground, you must not have fear. You must rejoice and be glad. Eternal originator will achieve greatness. Verse 22, field animals, you must not have fear. Desert oases will sprout. Wow. First he says the oases will become desert. Then he says they will sprout. A tree will produce its result. A fig tree and a vine will give their potential. Verse 23, bald, dry places, sons, you will rejoice and be glad in originator. That is eternal originator. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that in advance of this reading. I was careless. I must admit that I am not as careful as I used to be. It takes a lot of help from Eternal to really get me straightened out. And he really has to work with me during these podcasts. But you will be glad in Eternal Originator, your most powerful. He will give to you the early. And what that is the early for ethics, in other words, meaning the early benefits. He will pour down for you a shower of early rain and later rain with the previous. Verse 24, the threshing floors will be full of grain, vats will overflow, wine and oil. Tremendous agricultural benefit. So we become a non-agrarian society, but you know, you cannot eat gold and silver. So you do need good food and drink. Verse 25, I will compensate you for the years that the locust devoured. That's a terrible thing to have happen, and it's going to hit us very harshly here. The last instar, that's the final stage. The first instar, that's the first stage. And the caterpillar are my great army that I will send among them. Yeah, even the insects are a part of his army. Did you know that? Verse 26, you will eat and be satisfied. You will praise Eternal Originator, your most powerful's name. We need to revere his name, not anybody else. He accomplishes with you and is wonderful. Wow, you can say that again. My people will not be put to shame for the future. Verse 27, you will know. I am is in most powerful prevails. That's the meaning of the word phonetically. Israel. Israel is not something over there in the area of Jerusalem. Israel is a worldwide group of nations. I am no other, he goes on to say, is eternal originator, your most powerful. My people will not be put to shame for the future. Verse 28, it will happen afterward. This is a powerful statement. That I will pour out my infinite dynamic on all flesh. Oh. Is he trying to save the world? Absolutely not. That's all phony Christian ideas. Your sons and daughters will present. Your elders will dream. Your youths will see videos. In those days, verse 29, I will pour out my infinite dynamic on male slaves and female servers. Verse 30, I will display in both the skies throughout the universe and on the planet, on the land, blood, fire, and columns of particulates. Verse 31, the sun will turn to darkness. So this is coming first. The worst is first. And the moon to bloods, to the faces of the coming great and awesome eternal originator's day. This will happen. That's verse 32. This will happen. You better believe it. Any who call by eternal originator's name will escape. You better believe that too. Deliverance will be in Bald Dry Place Mountain and Success Legacy, that is Zion and Jerusalem, as Eternal Originator stated. Those whom Eternal Originator calls are with the survivors. So the ones he is working with will survive. There'll be about, probably not quite a billion people on this earth. But his will survive. Many of them will be immortal, and some of them are kids, and they will continue as humans. So I think this is a good place to stop with this very chapter and get into the last chapter in the future, hopefully tomorrow. And today's events, well, they're hard to describe. They just get worse and worse with rape and immorality and murder, theft, and horrible wars. We must flee idolatry, immorality, lying, and coveting, as well as stealing, if we want to be safe. We must be being converted, or we will die. We must be being renovated, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life. Otherwise, you choose death.